I love this place. It just feels like it belongs to us. The way that the grass crunches under your feet because of the frost. The light dusting of snow on the tops of the trees. It just looks majestic. Beautiful trees standing tall and proud. The occasional dog walker walking past us. Hello.
It's like a boy as you are.
Yeah. I love it out here. I want to hug a tree. I know, I have my favorite. I want to hug the one that's down that path. But if we go the other way, we can come around to it, right? Great. Okay. Shh. Come to the edge of the wood. Come here. I want to show you something. Look across the field. Look at the deer. Aren't they beautiful? Bunnies! I can see bunnies. Look, 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 look. On the path over there. Shh, 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 shh. Oh, they got spooked by the dog. I love it out here. Thank you for driving us down. It's soothing. It's calm. It's... I'm yawning. Yes. But the crispness is waking me up, most certainly. No, I like it when you tuck me under your shoulder and I can curl into your shoulder and walk with you and feel safe and secure. And when there's nobody around, this time of the morning, it's just... the sun just starting to appear and the odd intrepid dog walker. It's just us, just nature, just... it's like food for the soul. I know that sounds corny, but it's true. Do you know that I love just walking along with you? Even being quiet is comfortable. It's, I don't know, we just fit together. I'm glad I moved in with you. To be closer to this, to be here. Of course I took it. Of course I wanted to. No, I was happy to move my business. You gave me a whole study to put my business in. No, I'm sure. You work at home a few days a week. You should have your desk in there with me. It'd be nice. Yeah. I promise not to throw things at the back of your head. One of my old colleagues, when I worked in an office, she had her back to me and I would turn around very, very quietly and I'd scrunch up a piece of paper and I had loads of them on my desk ready and I would throw them just so they went over her head and landed in front of her on her keyboard and she would jump out of her chair every single time. And sometimes I'd hit her in the back of the head, sometimes I would hit her screen, and eventually she put... and she put mirrors on the side of her screen so she could see what I was doing. I promise not to do any of those things to you. I absolutely cannot make a pinky promise because I'd break it. And you can't break pinky swear promises. Oh dear. Oh, it's a little bit cold. No, I like being in my big coat, my hat, scarf, gloves. All wrapped up in you. Oh, can we go back to the edge of the field? Come here. Oh, I like it when you stand behind me and wrap your arms around me. That's lovely. Yeah. Oh my goodness, they're so beautiful. They're so majestic. Look at his antlers. Oh my god. I've never seen antlers like that. That's beautiful. I can hear the birdsong. They wake early, and the way the field starts to glow with the white, with the sunrise, is beautiful. It's a very clear day, it's very cold. But I love it. I love it out here. I don't want to go home. No. We have to walk all the way around to my favourite spot. Yes. Mm-hmm. My favourite tree. Yeah. I love you too. Yeah. There's something restful that seeps into your bones here. The age of the trees, the... It's a strange wood, this one. There's... I did notice the redwoods, the sequoias, they're not native here, but they've been planted. But they just, they're beautiful. They're just so majestic, and that deep red is beautiful. It's the colour I want my hair. Well, I've decided that purple has got to go. So yes, sequoia red is next. No, see, they're a little bit spiky. Their bark is a little bit... Yeah, you get splinters from sequoias. I did actually see redwoods in, California, up in Yosemite. They were just amazing. See, you didn't think I'd know what they were. I went camping there. It scared the life out of me. I thought there might be bears. I didn't see a bear, but there was reports of a couple of them mooching around some of the sites. So I was a little bit uncomfortable. How wonderful to be able to share my past with you and learn about you and tell you about me and just wander along this place and feel the age of the wood and all the things and events it's gone through in the world. I'm in love with it, and I'm in love with you. And I feel like I have to tell you that lots because it's true. I know. Thank you so much for this, for being here, for doing this, for everything. It's just beautiful. It's a robin. Stay still, stay still. Shh, shh, shh. Oh, he's adorable. Yeah. The birds are so loud in the morning chorus. I didn't realise that, and you know, being a city girl and coming further out just made me feel like I've never really heard birdsong properly. And the lack of light pollution is nice as well. Yes, I can see the stars of the night time. Or maybe tonight we'll stay up until midnight, then we can wish upon a shooting star. A shooting star? A shooting star. Yes, from my forays in California, my shooting star. Huggles. What are you doing? You've got coffee. I didn't know you'd filled up the flasks. Oh my god, thank you so much, so much. Did you put sugar in mine? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. No, I don't want to go back yet. Can we go to my favourite place because I want to hug that tree? Okay. Oh, it's over there. Oh, we came at the path at the other end. I didn't realise that. I have no sense of direction. I just know the path when I see it. Okay, I'm just gonna cuddle up to this tree. What do you mean you've never hugged a tree before? It's a thing I felt very silly doing, and I don't like people seeing me do it. So close your eyes. No, you can't hug the tree around me. You have to go around the other side. Yes. Go tree hug somewhere else. This is my tree. You can share it, but you have to put... Why are your hands on my face? You're very silly. No, I love it when you're silly. And hey, give me my coffee back. Thank you. No, I'm just going to stand with my back against this tree now and drink my coffee. Look through the wood and see if I can see any new shoots. No, oh, there's doggies coming. No, I'm going to have to cuddle doggies, so you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Okay, you can stop hugging the tree now. Okay, well, I'm going to say hello to doggy because he's waiting. And I'll come back and get you in a moment. But seriously, thank you for letting me move in, for asking me, for being with me, for loving me, and for showing me this amazing place. I love it.